Hello everyone, I'm Fathi bin Isa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. An Israeli airstrike on Syria's Aleppo province killed at least 36 people, the AFP reported, citing the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The Israeli attack on Friday targeted an area near rocket depots belonging to Hezbollah, according to the observatory, which said dozens of people were wounded. Syrian state news agency Sana said the strike killed and wounded civilians as well as military personnel. 45 people have died in South Africa after a bus headed to an Easter service plunged off a bridge. The bus crashed through a barrier and caught fire when it hit the ground in the northeastern Limpopo province. The sole survivor is an 8-year-old girl who was taken to hospital with serious injuries, according to local media. Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison on Thursday for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. Bankman-Fried was convicted in November for fraud and conspiracy after being accused of stealing $8 billion from customers. He was one of the biggest contributors to Democratic candidates and causes ahead of the 2022 US midterm elections. And finally, Jordan is trending. Hundreds of protesters went back to the streets of Amman on Wednesday for a fourth straight night to call for an end to Israel's war in Gaza. Protests have been marred with clashes in recent days, with Jordanian anti-riot police arresting dozens of demonstrators trying to march towards the heavily guarded Israeli embassy. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.